Hello, this is Étienne Charlin of Spiritual Self Transformation, and I will guide you through a meditation to resolve value conflicts. Value conflicts are when there are two things you value that don't quite fit with each other, and where you're not able to see a higher level of truth, where both perspectives perfectly fit together in harmony. So value conflicts are based in a partial understanding of truth or in conditionings and traumas, and that's what keeps the values in place. And everybody has value conflicts. And it's always a conflict between one side of it that you directly value and the other side that you either consciously or unsubconsciously value. And your subconscious mind always values the truth, always values freedom, always values power. And there can be five types of value conflicts. The first type is denial, where your conscious mind does not want to experience the part that is related to truth. So in that case, you might just feel like that's not your cup of tea, and it also cuts you off from everything that aspect would open you to. So that's very limiting. The second type is avoidance, where because of past experiences or whatever reason, the second part of the value conflict, you just avoid looking at it, so you never really become aware it's a value conflict. The third type is where you directly value a certain outcome, but you have resistances to what's required to make the outcome happen. So then there's a value conflict with something that prevents you from having the outcome that you are valuing. The fourth type is an unconscious conflict, where you just don't really know there's a conflict and simply dilutes your power and dilutes the effectiveness. And the fifth type of conflict is a conscious conflict. So once that conflict really comes into your awareness and it's in your face, it's a block in the road that can cause confusion, procrastination, until that conflict is resolved, until you see a higher truth. So these are the five types of value conflicts. And you're going to have of value conflicts in each one of these five types. So I'm going to guide you through inner meditation to connect with these value conflicts and to bring a resolution to them. So take a deep breath. And take the time to center yourself. And let your conscious mind rest, to let your subconscious mind express itself. Now, visualize a tree and a river, with you standing in between. The tree represents your unique essence, and the river represents the universal flow of energy. If the water in the river in front of you flows from right to left, you are at the right place. If it flows from left to right, go to the other side of the river, where you will find another tree. And once you face the river and it flows from right to left, go behind the tree and put your back against the tree. so that both the tree and the river are behind you. And ask the tree the permission to do this meditation. And ask it to connect you to the plane of the absolute, beyond time and space. And pay attention to how you feel. Now we're going to connect with higher planes that are related to the mechanisms of creation of life that are beyond stillness. So from the plane of stillness, look up in the sky where you will see an eye. And go through the eye, inside of it, and you will get into a shiny black room. And on the right side of the room, there will be a second room. And at the end of the second room, you will find a shiny black throne, which is the throne of creation. So sit down on it, on the throne, and pay attention to how you feel. There are actually three thrones, and we're going to use the third throne, which will allow to channel information without any distortion, which will allow you to clearly communicate with the part of you that is in value conflicts, without getting your blocks, filters, and judgments distorting the communication. So ask the throne to bring you to the third throne, which is a golden throne in a golden castle. And once you get there, sit down on the golden throne and pay attention to how you feel. From this place, the whole universe is just data that you can read and write the data without distortion. Now we're going to look at the value conflicts for each quadrant of your brain, because you have four different brains. There's the frontal brain in your front, and there's the cortex in your back, and there's the left side, the left hemisphere, and the right hemisphere. So ask the throne to bring you to your left frontal brain. And also make sure to have something to write down in it, because you take no note of what's coming up in the process. So ask the throne, what is the percentage of activity of your analytical mind, which is your left frontal mind? So is it 10%, 15%, 20%, 50%? What is the percentage of brain activity in the left side of your forehead, the analytical mind? And see what number pops into your mind. And write it down, analytical, and the percentage of brain activity. And then ask the throne, what is the percentage of value conflicts in your analytical mind? It's 5, 10, 15%, and see what number pops into your mind. And write it down. So the mind activity is the gas pedal, and the value conflicts are the brake pedal. And if these two numbers are close to each other, it brings heavy procrastination. And if the value conflicts are higher, that aspect of your life is completely dysfunctional. And then look at your right frontal brain and ask what is the percentage of brain activity in your intuitive mind, on your front cerebral brain, which is your intuitive mind. See what number pops into your mind and write it down. Now ask, what is the percentage of value conflicts in your intuitive mind? And see what number pops into your mind and write it down. Now look at your left cortex, just above the throat, at the base of your skull. And the left cortex is your organizational mind. And ask the throne, what is the percentage of brain activity in your left cortex or your organizational mind? See what number pops into your mind and write it down. Now ask, what is the percentage of value conflicts in your organizational mind? See what number pops into your mind and write it down. Now look at your right cortex, which is your relational brain. Ask at what percentage is the brain activity in your relational mind and write it down. And now ask to what is the percentage of value conflicts in your relational mind and write it down. So now you should have the value conflicts, the brain activity and the value conflicts for each four quadrants of your brain, which really determine your personality types and also the aspects that are where you are more effective or more dysfunctional. Now we're going to look at specific value conflicts for each of these brain quadrants so that all of them can function more in harmony. So pay attention to your left frontal brain, your analytical mind. And ask the throne to bring you to a first value conflict. Let the first value conflict to come to your awareness. And ask the golden throne, what is the value conflict? And see what comes to your mind. Some very common value conflicts that come up, for example, would be stillness versus action, or sexuality versus divine source. It's always one thing versus another thing. So ask, what is a value conflict, and write it down. Now ask the throne what message it has for you in regards to the value conflict, to bring more clarity and depth into it, and see what message comes to you. Now ask the throne, what do you have to do to resolve the value conflict? See what message comes to you and write it down. Now ask the throne to bring you to the second value conflict. Ask, what is the value conflict? If you're having a hard time to get the clarity, visualize 5 cups. Fill the first cup with shiny black flame, like liquid shiny black flame. Fill the second cup. The first cup is shiny black, filled with shiny black liquid, fire. The second cup is shiny white, filled with shiny white liquid fire. Third cup is shiny red with shiny red liquid fire. Fourth cup is golden with golden liquid flame. And the fifth cup is teal with liquid teal flame. And pour the content of all of these 5 cups onto the value conflict. This will help for the clarity to reveal itself and for the confusion to go away. So ask the second value conflict what it is and write it down. And ask what message it has for you. And write it down. And ask, what do you have to do to resolve the value conflict? And write it down. And now ask the throne to bring you to the third value conflicts in your analytical mind. And ask, what is the value conflict? And write it down. And ask what message it has for you. And write it down. And ask, what do you have to do to resolve the value conflict? And write it down. And now, focus your mind on your right frontal brain, which is your intuitive brain. And ask the throne to bring you to the first intuitive value conflict. And if you have a hard time to see it, visualize 5 cups, the shiny black cup, shiny white cup, shiny red cup, golden cup, and teal cup, all filled with flames of these colors. And pour the content of these 5 cups over the value conflict. So ask the throne, what is the first value conflict? See what comes to your mind and write it down. What message does it have for you? What do you have to do to resolve that conflict? Write it down. Now ask the throne to bring you to the second intuitive value conflict. And ask, what is the value conflict? Ask, what do you have to do to resolve it? Oh no, ask what message it has for you. Then ask, what do you have to do to resolve it? Now ask the throne to bring you to the third value conflict. And ask, what is value conflict? Ask, what message does it have for you? Now ask, what do you have to do to resolve it? Now, bring your focus to your left cortex brain, your organizational mind. And ask the throne to bring you to the first value conflict in your organizational mind. And ask, what is the value conflict? Ask, what message does it have for you? And ask, what do you have to do to resolve the conflict? Now, ask the throne to bring you to the second value conflict. And ask, what is value conflict? And ask, what message does it have for you? And ask, what do you have to do to resolve the value conflict? Now, ask the throne to bring you to the third organizational value conflict. And ask, what is the value conflict? Ask, what message does it have for you? And ask, what do you have to do to resolve the value conflict? Now, ask the throne, bring your attention to your right cortex, which is your relational mind. And ask the throne to bring you to the first value conflict. And ask, what is a value conflict? Ask, what message does it have for you? And ask, what do you have to do to resolve the value conflict? And ask the throne to bring you to the second value conflict. And ask, what is the value conflict? Ask, what message does it have for you? Ask, what do you have to do to resolve the value conflict? And now ask the throne to bring you to the third value conflict. And ask, what is a value conflict? And ask, what message does it have for you? And ask, what do you have to do to resolve the value conflict? So now you have all of your value conflicts written down, you're aware of all of them. And take action on every resolution that came to you. And thank the throne for this meditation, insights, and clarity. And go back to the tree and swim in the river to refresh yourself. And when you're done, you can slowly open your eyes. Now, this will resolve one layer of value conflicts, the three main value conflicts in each brain quadrant. And there are more value conflicts beyond that. So come back to this meditation every few days or every week, as long as you feel like you need to keep working deeper in your value conflicts. And every time you do it, you will get different value conflicts coming up to you. All right, so that's it for now.